Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I have two lads here in front of me in Irish dancing shoes, so I'll explain what's going on. But how do two brothers from Colorado in the United States get into Irish dancing, win over 40 competitions, including 5 world championships, get over 2 million followers on social media and fulfill a lifelong dream of becoming the lead in Riverdance? Well, let's ask them. I have brothers Michael and Matthew Gardner in studio to answer that very question. Lads, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Jen.
How are you?
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
are you that? We're standing up because you're going to do some dancing for me, but are you actually that tall? My God.
Yeah, very tall.
Yes, you are. You are.
Bit taller in the heels.
Yeah. So I asked you off air what life was like in Colorado, Matt, but you were born there. You lived 10 years there. You have Irish parents, and then they whisked you off to
Galway.
Cambridge. Galway.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we were both born there, and we have an older sister as well who actually started dancing first.
Yeah.
And mom and dad were both Irish, and our whole family is Irish, so they wanted us to have a bit of the Irish culture growing up. So Anna is our older sister. She started first, and then she started around 4 years old.
Yeah.
And then Michael started around 4 as well, and by the time I came along, I think it was just part of life.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the age if, I mean, you could be twins, you're so alike, but what's the age difference between you?
We get that all the time. Yeah. There's actually 3.5 years between us.
Okay.
But we do get the twin comment a lot. Sometimes we just say yes.
Oh, yeah. It's just easier. So you mentioned your sister, she started Irish dancing at 4. Is that a good age? Because my young one wants to get into it. Is 4 a good age to start?
Yeah. Like, honestly, any age is a good age to start. Because a lot of, like, even some of the, some of our friends in Riverdance, you know, might have started at 12. And
okay.
We started at 4. It doesn't really, any age is a good age.
Okay. But. And Michael, did your mother have to drag you to Irish dancing classes? Let's be honest here, because there isn't a lot of boys that go into Irish dancing, unfortunately. But what was it like as a kid going to an Irish dancing class?
Well, to be honest, like, Matthew and I both loved the dancing from the very start. And, you know, we'd be lying if we said there was days when we didn't really want to go. And mom was like, now, come on, we'll just go and we'll go to the class. But we were always very, very lucky because we had, when we were living in Denver and then specifically here in Ireland with the Hessian school, there were so many boys in the class.
Great.
So it made it very, very easy for us. You know, class was sometimes more a party than a class.
Yeah.
You know, with that many lads in the class. So it was very, very good. But we also had very good, you know, guys to look up to our whole career, which we're very grateful. Yeah.
Would you say Michael Flatley is one of those lads?
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely.
It's interesting that you said that your mother dragged you to class when you didn't really want to go, because I was in Bray the other day and I met Katie Taylor's mother, and I asked her the question, how do you keep your kid in sport? You know, how do you do that? And she goes, well, sometimes you just got to bring them when they don't. It's the classes that they don't want to go to are the most important ones.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So your mom was bringing you to the classes daily, but for any young lad who's listening, and I always ask the dancers, the male dancers on Dancing with the Stars this question, because I get so many young lads who get slagged and get teased for wanting to be a performer on stage, whether that's dancing or whatever. What would you say to those young kids listening now who might have got a bit of stick in school for wanting to be an Irish dancer or a ballet dancer or a tap dancer or whatever?
Yeah, whatever it may be, if you love it, stick at it. Because, you know, it's something that Matthew and I loved so much from the start, and it was something that, you know, we just got so much joy from the very beginning, and, you know, we were able to follow our dreams, and it's taken us all over the world.
And it's funny, Matt, because with dancing, because I get immersed in that world for 4 months of the year with Dancing with the Stars, and I see it. I don't partake, but I see it. You guys are athletes. I mean, you could take on any boxer or GAA fella any day, because the training you guys go through. I mean, how difficult is that?
Yeah, there's a lot of training involved, more than you'd think. Mm. You know, during our competition days when we were competing, we'd be practicing 2 hours a day at least every single day of the week.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of cardio, and it's training those quick twitch muscles.
Yeah.
And also now that we're in Riverdance, we also have to put in hours of training every day. And we also go to the gym to train our upper body. So there's a lot that goes into it to keep in tip-top shape.
Absolutely. Now, was Riverdance always the aim, the goal? Was that always the dream for you guys?
Yeah, it's funny actually. I talked about this recently at the Riverdance Summer School in Boston. Our grandmother sent my dad a newspaper clipping when he was living in Denver of Riverdance the day after the Eurovision performance, and just and it's just written on it, Owen, you have to see this. And this is before Matthew and I were even born. And so 27 years later now, it's kind of mad to think that we're, you know, both, you know, leading members of the Riverdance cast. And, you know, it's it has always been a part of our life. We've kind of been connected to it our whole life. And it's been a huge, you know, goal of ours. And we're just delighted to be a part of the team.
What was it? I mean, for Irish Dance, what was it about that performance?
I think it's just such a, it was just such a burst of energy. And it's something that was never seen before. The unison as well of the troupe. And it was it was so unique how the troupe was dancing in a line.
I don't think it was something that the world had never seen before. You know, the music and the dancing combined, you know, it was just like Irish culture. It was a burst onto the to the public scene. And that's what kind of made it so special, I think.
I'm trying to signal to the lads that we need to play a clip of Riverdance, even the first 20 seconds of it, just to remind people, because it does make the hair on the neck of people. It just makes it stand up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you are the lead in Riverdance. How many performances are do you do in a week? Is it six performances? What is it?
So we're in the Gaiety Theatre right now. So there's seven shows a week.
Wow.
Two on Saturday. So, you know, it depends. You're not doing lead every day, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, Matthew and I are both obviously privileged and honoured to have been asked to audition and been successful in that audition on that last US tour.
Hang on a second! With all your world championships and all that winning all over, you still had to audition for Riverdance?
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely, yeah. No, absolutely.
I'd say it is cutthroat because, I mean, is the competition fierce for dancers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Riverdance, again, like, it's an honour just to be in the troupe. You know, there's only 24 dancers in the troupe. So, you know, of all the Irish dancers in the world, to even be a part of that team is obviously a huge honour. And we're delighted to be there. So, you know, it's...
How many times has the mammy come to see us?
Oh, I'd say it's...
Loads. I can't even count how many times.
Yeah. And she's actually just back from America today. So hopefully she'll come back in now again next week to see us again.
What's this about you dancing for the Pope in 2018? Yes. Did that happen?
Yeah. We had the privilege of choreographing a piece for the Pope and performing with Riverdance, which was just, and it was about 90,000 people, I think.
In Crow Park,
In Crow Park, right. So that was definitely a special one. That's one that...
One of the highlights, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so... The thing about it is that you're kind of bringing Irish dancing into the modern world, and like you have millions of followers on is it TikTok?
Instagram, YouTube, whatever.
And what's your Instagram? Are you just showing pictures of your calf muscles, or what's going
on? No, all of our videos go up.
Definitely not our calf muscles, anyways.
Maybe someday, we'll just, when we can't dance anymore, we'll just take the pictures of our legs.
So you must be a huge inspiration, especially to young boys who have a dream of dancing, and that is great to see. Really, truly amazing. Who came up with the idea of posting on TikTok?
Well, the two
of us... Somebody else take the credit for that one.
Matthew definitely was the one who was pushing TikTok, because at the start of TikTok, no more than anyone else, I think I was a little bit like, do we really need to go on that app as well?
Yeah.
But Matthew's like, let's just try it. Let's give it a shot.
We were in different parts of the world, to be fair, as well, because it was just... We were kind of discovering just as the pandemic hit, and Michael was on tour with Riverdance in New York, and I was finishing my degree in Galway. So we were at different parts of the world, but then Michael was sent back from tour, obviously, because it was cancelled. And that's just when we started posting on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
What's your degree in?
Civil engineering.
Oh, backup. Like it. I like it. Does that ever worry you? Because the life of a dancer can be so short, unfortunately. Do you ever worry about beyond that and what you're going to do? Well, you're going to be a civil engineer, but what happens after that?
Well, you know, we definitely have the backup plan. You know, I actually have my degree in architecture as well, but, you know, dancing will always be a part of our life. We want to be a part of Riverdance, obviously, for a while, as long as the legs will last. And then, you know, we want to teach as well. We want to teach and be adjudicators. And then maybe someday we'll be an architect and a civil engineer.
Yeah. Maybe. Down the road. Well, that sounds great, but you're definitely an inspiration dancer out there. And to myself, just incredible what you've achieved in your life so far. And plenty more to come. Now, you have something very special for us because you have the shoes on.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And there's a board behind you. What are those shoes called again?
They're dancing shoes.
Are they? They're not horn something?
They'd be like jig shoes, kind of, I suppose.
Oh, they're jig shoes. Okay, that's the proper term. Okay, yeah. So the lads are going to do some a cappella for us, a little 30-second snippet. You can go to our socials to check out this video. This is Matt and Michael, the Garden Brothers. You can catch them in Riverdance. The show is running till September. Yeah. I'm going to be there, I think, one of the second last nights. Take it away. I thought your head was going to go through the ceiling. Thank you so much for joining me today. Best of luck with the rest of the run, and I can't wait to see the show.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.